Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So where do you find peace? Most of you would not say cutting grass. The average person would add this as a chore, not an enjoyable experience. But I am not one of them. See, my former home, the property that was there, not that large, but I had a riding mower there, and the tractor I was using was getting real old. It was given to me, it was probably about 40 years old, maybe 50 years old, one of the first probably riding mowers ever made. Worked on it with my good friend Inspector Dave many times. And after a while, and I'm telling you, Inspector Dave is brilliant with small machines, we couldn't get it. This machine just kept backfiring, boom, 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 boom. And it just would not stop, but it still cut the grass. And then eventually I just knew I had to sell it. I had another tractor with a plow on it for the driveway, long drive. So I was selling the tractor with the plow on it. And I told the guy, if you buy that, you have to take the backfire one. And the guy said to me, well, what's a backfire? I said, you'll find out. So he came with a trailer, took both of them, and I began to cut it with a mower. And again, larger piece of property for a mower, but I still enjoyed every minute. But now I am on the farm. My lawn is about, 8-9 acres large. But it's not in like one large area. Like you say, oh, big rectangle, big square. No. I am in the Sauerland Mountains. I have, in certain areas, rocks the size of your foot sticking out of the ground. I also have rocks the size of cars sticking out, like in the middle of an open area somewhere. There are sections where trees sporadically are spaced out, and there's grass between them. Both ponds have grass surrounding them, except if you're cutting one of them as you come around 3/4 of the way, it ends at a little path, just as wide as a tractor, ends at the spillway, and now you have to figure out how to back out of it. Now, there are deer enclosures I have. You know, this is the area that I'm doing my planting and research. Remember, one of my degrees from Rutgers University is in botany, and I just happen to love plants. So besides the gardens that are there, I am doing plant research there. But there are, we'll call it, the best way to describe it is there are rectangles inside of rectangles, and many of them. Some get cut, and some don't. So I've got to figure out how to take care of that. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, the couple I purchased the farm from, Michelle and Mike, and they are just awesome people. We've become very good friends. Well, they planted beautiful perennial gardens throughout the property with grass growing around them. So that poses another situation. There are two large open areas of grass. One is between the barns and the field behind the house that leads down towards the pond. Well, each area poses a specific thought process on how to cut them. I'm using a zero-turn tractor, which helps maneuver, but I need to have a different plan of attack for each section. So some of you may have smaller properties, but you still have to think about, well, how are you going to cut this area different than this area? I remember growing up on our first house, we had these super steep hills, and it wasn't so safe in what I was doing, thinking about what I did then, thinking about it now. So we need to make sure that we're doing things always in a safe way. So being a NASCAR person, you see, I love to study the aerodynamics behind the sport. I began to name each area after the shape of one of the NASCAR racetracks. I have two large open areas that I can just literally open up the tractor and I can go faster. No rocks, large areas. So because they are the fastest areas I can cut in, I name them after the fastest racetracks, Daytona and Talladega. So I know that I have a specific way to cut those. Now, maneuvering around the trees, I must go the slowest. So there is a course named after the road course in California. It's called the Sonoma Race Course. So I call that area of my farm Sonoma. The cut around the large pond, I call it Martinsville because rubbing is racing. And as I'm cutting along the hedgerow, every now and then the tractor is, or I am with my shoulder, is rubbing along some of the hedgerow that's there. Well, I have two smaller areas. I have to call them pit row. One is because I'm cutting for hours, I need to get gas for the tractor. And the other is after cutting for such a long time, I need to personally get off the tractor and stretch for a little bit. It's the same thing. Like if I'm in a kayak, say we're going out kayaking for the day or we're filming in kayaks, whatever we're doing, I need to get out and stretch for a bit. Same thing on a tractor. So of course, I need a pit row to get off. And of course, between Martinsville and Daytona is the Tri-Oval, the Pocono Raceway. And you see it's carved in this oval shape with a small wooded area in the center. And I used to go to the Pocono Raceway every year with my brother-in-law, Eric. We'd go there, enjoy Pocono, just a really cool place. And one time, cool story about that, we are on the inside where all the racers are. So we have these special passes to go in a few different places. So after the race, there is the winner's circle. I remember Terry Labonte wins this race many years ago, wins the race. And somehow I am in the winner's circle and there is a gate there. And my brother-in-law Eric and his brother Kerry are on the outside looking in. And I'm looking at them going like, why didn't you just walk in? Like I didn't know I wasn't supposed to be there, but I was there. And since they couldn't be there, I ended up walking out. Should have stayed, but just a really cool thing. Now, one area where the grass grows sporadically on the farm, I call it the dirt track. No, there's not much dirt there, but there's like little patches of grass here and there. And I'm going to tell you, you may not be a NASCAR person, and that's okay, because you're going to figure out what configuration you're going to need to cut. But I'm just going to say this. If you've never been to a dirt track race somewhere, because there are many of them in America, you need to go there. That is definitely an American experience. Worthwhile, gotta go place. Well, of course, if you got NASCAR, there's got to be a garage area. So up near my garage area is where I work on all my tractors and my UTV because, hey, I am also the pit crew too. Got to take care of that. Well, most people dread cutting grass. Once I am on the zero turn tractor, I am at peace. Yes, it takes hours to cut, but I love every minute about what I'm doing. But it's also a blessing that 2/3 of my farm are wooded. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.